The Clark family faced the Humboldt County Probate Court on December 14th, so you might be wondering what happened. First of all, you can listen to more of the background on this family fight in part one of the series about Martha Clark, who passed away in 2008. The series is available at theriodeltimes.com and on SoundCloud. 15 years after her passing, Martha's six surviving daughters find themselves caught up in a fight over Martha's property that they're finally ready to sell and then split the proceeds evenly between the sisters. Regine Clark is Martha's oldest daughter who lived with and cared for her mom from the mid-80s until Martha passed away from cancer decades later. The title for the mobile home was in both Martha and Regine's name with a right of survivorship, which means that Regine has had clear title to that home since 2008. Unfortunately, despite holding that title to the mobile home, Regine is currently homeless because of this family fight. You can go back and listen to part one for details on how that occurred. The property itself is the only asset in Martha's estate, and it's becoming very contentious, with the second oldest daughter, Vicki Rose Dillon, wanting to buy the property for herself along with her adult son. According to the youngest sister, Jeannie Clark, there was a question about whether or not Vicki could secure the financing needed to buy the property. The sisters weren't opposed to Vicki buying the family property for fair market value, but they had serious concerns about her ability to do it. So something along the lines of a mortgage pre-qualification letter that shows an ability to secure financing might have headed off the eventual court fight. In any case, with the blessing of her sisters, Jeannie hired local attorney Solon Cashman of Gale and Nielsen to represent her in court, and Jeannie was appointed the estate administrator in August of this year. And that was the easy part. In October, Vicki hired local prominent attorney Chris Johnson Hamer of Stokes, Hamer, Kirk, and Eads, who filed a petition to have Vicki appointed co-administrator of the estate for the sole purpose of selling herself and her son the 2.5-acre property on West End Road. There was no evidence provided of their ability to actually purchase the property included with that petition. The December 14th probate hearing was before Judge John Feeney. And in our experiences, we have found Judge Feeney to be fair and compassionate to the people that come before him. But even a judge can only do so much. The rules that need to be followed in court procedures are really strict. Today's hearing was on the court calendar for just a status update, so Judge Feeney needed to continue the matter, and he set a hearing date on the petition for Vicki to be appointed co-administrator. For any of you that are new to the whole court experience, just assume that whatever hearing you're involved in will be continued, possibly time and time again. It is incredibly frustrating, but it is standard practice, and there's all kinds of reasons for it. So now a contested hearing where both sides can make their case before a judge is set for January 18, 2024. During the December hearing, Attorney Hamer said that they had recently filed a response to the sisters' opposition to Vicki being a co-administrator. I used the public access computers that are available on the second floor of the courthouse to view that filing in order to get more of Vicki's side of the story. The court database didn't show any filed documents on December 14th, so I was unable to review that. I have reached out to Vicki for comment, but haven't received any response. We'll continue to follow this story, and we will bring you an update after that January 18th hearing. In the meantime, it's Christmas, and Regine remains homeless, despite holding clear title to that mobile home. Thankfully, she has friends and family that are willing and able to help as much as they can, but suddenly becoming homeless at 73 years of age takes a toll. Hopefully, the new year will bring a peaceful resolution for this entire family. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and may 2024 be a better year for us all. This has been Sharon Wolf with the Rio Del Times reporting.